Health Minister Zweliem Mkhize's son and daughter-in-law managed to open a hair salon and an upmarket nail franchise, allegedly with the money from the Department of Health's 150 million digital vibes deal. This is some of the latest revelations made by the Daily Maverick Scorpio Investigative Unit. Daily Maverick reports that its analysis of scores of transactions between these entities had led to disturbing conclusions that during the worst health crisis in South Africa's recent memory, money from a vital contract awarded by the National Health Department was allegedly laundered to set up new businesses for the minister's children. We discussed this was Chief Legal Officer at the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse, Advocate Stephanie Fick. Advocate Stephanie, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. So this information that has now come through about the link, do we have any idea yet how much of the 150 million deal allegedly went into the pockets of the Mkhize family?
Well, I think it is. I know that the SIU froze around 22 million rand of the money. There were talks of, you know, 6,000 rand plus that went to for some maintenance at the minister's residence. His son got a motor vehicle, and there's talks about 3.8 million that also went there. So we are talking about, an enormous amount of money that, went, to these individuals. So we're talking about around 20 plus people that are mentioned in the paperwork that the SIU filed at the tribunal in order to freeze the funds. So we are talking about large sums. I mean, if you just take into consideration that, when this bid was awarded, it was apparently awarded at, something like double the amount of the rival bidders. So this was, again, I think, if I can have an opinion, again, an example of an over, it's a tenor that was overinflated. There was pressure put. I think the information is there. We will have to see if that's proven, that there were pressure put on, certain individuals in the department to make sure that this contract happened. You know what? I actually read somewhere that, this all started when the minister apparently wanted to, appoint Mrs. Marta as a consultant in the department in order to deal with the NHI. And then when the department said, but no, we need to appoint a company, all of a sudden, Digital Vibes is appointed and the owners are a former PA and this Mrs. Marta. So, it is really shrouded in controversy. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. This during a time, we are going through a very rough patch. We are dealing with COVID-19. We are dealing with the fact that economically it's not going well with the world, but specifically with South Africa. Corruption has taken away so much of our, just the fiscus, the amount of money that is left to deal with, so many social problems. And, to also hear stuff like this is mind-boggling. It really makes one sad.
Yes. Now, the question is, what is the delay? Why is the president coming across as hesitant in axing the minister? What is the protocol? Yeah. Why, what should have happened and what has not happened?
That is, just bear with me when I answer it this way. On the one hand, one wants the president to sort of be careful and not just fire left, right, and center, because we know that our former president just fired the finance minister and tried to appoint someone with no previous experience. So there has to be caution. In terms of labor laws, although the labor laws doesn't necessarily apply here, is that, the president should apply his mind. He should read all the evidence that is available, and there should be a process. So hopefully, and I really hope, that there is some kind of disciplinary process happening while we wait. and that then the president will make an announcement and that the person is fired. I'm just glad, and hopefully they do not come back and say, but someone has got a right to be considered as innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Yes. If you are an accused, you have certain rights. But not all acts are necessarily criminal. It can be that, you know, from an ethical point of view, what you have done is wrong and that you can be fired for that. I think that there's an enormous amount of evidence in the public's space. There's also now the SIU that did a proper investigation. So, you know, on the one hand, I want to say that hopefully we will hear soon that the president has taken some actions, because we need some action. We need as South Africans to know that a minister, if he is in a disciplinary hearing, found to be lacking, you know, either ethically or unlawful behavior, that there will be accountability, and that, you know, the president will appoint a minister that wants to look after the interests of South Africa in that department.
Yes, certainly we hope that that will materialize. Thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon, Stephanie.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.